Good afternoon. I'm Erin McGrory with the KUAC Newsminer Update. The Regulatory Commission of Alaska plans to hold a six-hour public hearing on Hilcorp's purchase of BP's stake in the Trans-Alaska Pipeline. The Alaska Energy Desk reports that the RCA is planning the session for next month in Anchorage, denying a request by the companies to approve the transaction without a public hearing. The commission's decision follows public comments both supporting the deal and registering concerns. Anchorage attorney Joshua Kindred is one step closer to being a federal district court judge. Alaska Public Media reports that the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee advanced Kindred's nomination Thursday. Several of the committee's Democrats, like Kamala Harris of California, said it's not right for senators to consider confirming new judges while the impeachment trial of the president is underway.
The Senate should not be advancing any judicial nominees at a time when this body is contemplating removing from office the man who nominates them. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
The vote on Kindred, as well as other nominees, fell along party lines. The next step is a vote by the full Senate, but that may have to wait until after senators decide the case against President Trump. Fairbanks cross-country skier Kendall Kramer won a bronze medal today at the Youth Olympic Games in Switzerland. The 17-year-old West Valley High School senior placed third behind skiers from Sweden and Switzerland in the 5-kilometer classic technique race. Kramer's U.S. teammate Sydney Palmer-Lazar of Utah captured fourth place in the event, which included 77 skiers aged 15 to 18 from around the world. Lance Mackey had a rough go in the Kuskokwim 300 Sled Dog Race. KYUK reports that the four-time Quest and Iditarod champ from Fairbanks took the red lantern at the K300 late Sunday night. Mackey says his team's troubles began last week, days before the start.
On Tuesday, three of my dogs started kind of sneezing, turned into a little bit of a cough, turned into not eating for a couple of days prior to the race.
Mackey says the virus spread to most of his dogs and he ratcheted back his objective to simply finishing the race. He ended up making it across the Bethel finish line at 10:33 Sunday night. For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I'm Erin McGrory.